You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Drive underway live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors. A lot of y'all getting off work right now. It's quitting time. Come on down to Old Ben. Take a walk around the parking lot here this afternoon. If they don't have the car you're looking for, they will drive you in one of their cars to one of their other lots here in Alcoa or Oak Ridge and find exactly what it is that you need. That is what they do here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. They put you, the customer, first. You're going to love what you see out here. Come on out and check them out. 9711 Kingston Pike, as always. No money down. Sign and drive today at Old Ben Franklin Motors, where we are in West Knoxville. Bear, let's go ahead. You know, this Media Days talk, this Jeremy Pruitt hype, everybody getting fired up, getting those juices flowing. You know what I want to do here this afternoon?
What's that?
I want to take the pulse.
My pulse?
No, I don't want to see that pulse. That's dangerous. You can let a doctor go see that. I want to take the pulse of the fan base this afternoon.
Putting a poll in the field, huh?
I want to put a poll in the field. What are we doing? What are we doing? What's the record going to be this year, folks?
6-6, 7-5, 8-4, 9-3.
5-7. 5-7 is off the table.
5-7 is off the table. We're going to a bowl game this year, bro.
Where's the barometer at as we sit here today at Old Ben Franklin Motors?
After seeing him today and all the jackleg Georgia guys coming at him, I'm going 9-3.
Turned up.
And we ain't losing to Georgia.
Wow.
We're gonna shock the world down there between the edges.
Wow. The barometer is it's up there today, my friends.
Percolating, Russell.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question du jour. What will Tennessee's record be this afternoon? We take the pulse of the fan base already at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. Already, this 43 votes just went up a moment ago. 42% of the audience says 6-6. 40% says 7-5. 12% says 8-4.
15% on mine.
6% say 5-7.
Why'd you put 5-7 down?
Because
there?
We're not going 9-3, Bear. Stop.
We're not going 5-7.
Well,
stop.
Okay. 6% of the people disagree.
Well,
I don't think we're going 5-7, but I'm sticking with 6-6.
All right.
I'm sticking with 6-6 now. What do you think? 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the McKinney team hotline. 865-546-8200, your number to call. Brandon Orrick will greet you as you ring in to the Fan Run Studios this afternoon. He is working on the podcast. He is doing pulling some audio for us about a billion other things. And if he doesn't get to you on the first ring, stick with it. He might take a minute. He'll get to you as quickly as he can. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. And Brandon, while we wait for some phone calls, let's hear from Jeremy Pruitt earlier today responding to what Aaron Murray and Hudson Mason said about him yesterday, that he wasn't good with people.
Come from on his end, what's your response to that?
Well, first of all, you know, I coached against Aaron, and he was a fantastic player, great competitor. But, you know, I grew up a coach's son, you know, so when you're standing on the sideline, you know, and your dad's high school team is going 2-8. The folks up in the stands, even in Rainsville, Alabama, they're not real happy. So I realized at an early age that everybody has an opinion. And my dad told me, said, as long as they pay their money, son, they can say whatever they want to. So I'm going to worry about the things that I can control. And I know who I am, and I'm comfortable with that.
You must have made an impression if you got them talking about you before you've ever coached a game, before you've ever done anything. You must have made an impression somewhere with these Georgia guys.
He doesn't strike me as a sugarcoater.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not this guy.
Uh-uh.
No.
He's going to coach you hard?
He's going to give it to you straight.
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to, if you've seen the interviews, like, I mean, Jalen Ramsey's talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of the best players in the NFL, regardless of position, the past couple of years.
And I'm so excited to see what he does with our defensive backs, because outside of Warrior, we don't have much to work with, it, based off what we've seen.
I don't know. Apparently, Alante Taylor is.
Well, yeah.
He's a DB, and who's the other freshman?
Bryce Thompson from South Carolina. You get the, you know, one of those guys steps up. Baylen Buchanan. They keep saying that he's.
Baylen hadn't played potential. Bad, yeah. I mean, it's like we talked about before the show yesterday at the station. Something that it's in the back of my mind. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Well,
but
listen, I give everybody a clean slate.
Yeah.
Everybody who didn't perform well for Butch, you put an asterisk next to it.
Yeah.
It was Butch. Now, it doesn't mean that all of these guys are going to turn out to be great players, but a couple of them will.
Yeah. I would expect Nigel Warrior to be put into a position where he can be successful this year. And yeah. I don't think that happened with the last staff. And I'm really not trying to disparage him, but at some point you've got to be able to put your best athletes in the position to make plays, either by simplifying it or figuring out how to explain your exotic concepts to them better.
Let's go to the phones, 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in here. Jamie's up next on the McKinney team hotline. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Pretty good. Guys, you know, we've been calling into the show for a while now. I'd say I'm pretty much a veteran of the drive. Would y'all agree?
Sure.
Sounds
I'd say
good.
Titans Bill's probably one as well. He's probably been calling in for about 4 or 5 good years now. Would y'all agree with that?
Oh, longer than that. I mean, Phil's been calling in since day one, 7 years now.
Titan Bill is who I was referring to.
Go ahead.
My point is, you know, sometimes I catch him, you know, and I'm thinking, I could have swore he had the opposite opinion not too long ago. But then, you know, I started just going ahead and etching in my head where he stood on stuff. So see if it was me or it was him that was schizophrenic. You know, he used to call in when I'd call in and the mayor would call in and say, I don't know what anybody sees in Butch Jones, but he's not an SEC football coach. And this guy would call in right behind us and talk about how we're negavols and we don't know what we're talking about and we're idiots. And now he's all, Butch Jones never was going to make it here. did anybody else catch that? Is it just me or is this just common knowledge? I'm just going to kind of coming around and noticing that his opinion knows no bounds.
I don't know what to tell you about Bill. Bill's an interesting guy. He's a little eccentric. Love his calls.
Well, I mean, as recent as today, Bear, y'all were applauding to the point of you wanting to hear the soundbite again of Paul Feinbaum, and he's got you, and in his mind, you're ripping him.
Well, I'm living rent free in his head because he knows I hate the Titans.
Anybody loves that team. You know, anybody who's over 30 years old who roots for the Titans, who was either you didn't have a football team before they got here and you're a Johnny come lately, or you jumped off your team's bandwagon because the Oilers moved here.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Russ.
I've told this story a billion times. I grew up a fan of the Washington Redskins.
And then you deserted us.
Was my team. Well, I deserted for good reason, because they took my boyhood hero, Heath Shuler, and ruined him. Heath Shuler is known as a bust. He wouldn't have been a bust if they had handled him better. They did not give him the proper coaching, the proper support around him, and they ruined him. And when that happened and Heath left them, I left them too. I was a free agent for a couple of years. And then we finally got what I always wanted. It was a pro football team of our own here in Tennessee. Yeah, they're in Nashville, but I support them. That's my team.
What's been harder to stand beside in the last few years there, Russ, the Titans or the Balls? Fans last year, of course, they made that playoff
again.
Run.
What's that now?
What's been harder to stand behind, the Titans or the Balls? That's tough.
Oh, the Vols by far. Care more about the Vols.
I mean, the Titans won a playoff game last year. I don't know if you were paying attention, James.
No, that's what I meant. I mean, you know, Sam's last year, they've just been bottoms up for the last, I guess, since they went to the Super Bowl, they haven't done squat.
Well, no. I mean, they're the Nashville Oilers. I just wish they would call them by what they ought to call them. They're the Nashville Oilers.
If I was Bud Adams, or I'm sorry, the late Bud Adams, or whoever runs that show now, you know, they should. There is a untapped reservoir of football fans around here. They don't ever draft the ball when they can. I'm not saying, you know, you skip over a guy that's, you know, better to draft the ball, but they don't. There's, you know, there's hardly any balls ever on the roster. You know, there's just no shout out. You know, I just don't see the camaraderie between the Titans and the Vols like you would think there'd be, given how many rabid football fans live in this state. It just don't make any sense to me. I've always wondered why. And Mike Heath don't help. I'll sit there and listen to Mike Heath, you know, when I'm driving up down the road, and he'll talk about the punters from Ole Miss, and then you got one of the rare Vols out there makes a play, and he'll just skip over the fact that he played for the Big Orange. I'm like, what's that all about, bro? You can't give a shout out to your alma mater.
Well, they're in competition with each other, Jamie. I mean,
you're taking a shot at Mike Keith.
People only have so much entertainment dollar, and the Titans and the Vols are in competition with each other. They just are. And as a fan, I have no problem supporting both. But I understand if you work for the Titans, if you're the Titans owner, and you know you want people in Tennessee, you want people from East Tennessee to come over, spend the night, see your game, buy concessions, support your team, you know, and do it over and over again. And if you're Tennessee, it's a school, but it's also big business, and they got 100,000 seats to fill 8 times a year. So it's I mean, I don't think it's animosity, but I think it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you guys have your business, we have ours, we're not necessarily working in tandem.
I got you. Well, you know more about that than I do. I don't I'm just Johnny fan out here. I'll concede to you on that. But yeah, you know, I liked hearing a competent football coach today wearing the orange. I'll agree with y'all on that. I liked him not sounding like an idiot and embarrassing us. And you know what? We've got a chance to, you know, to have a clean slate and a coach that when you Google, you don't see anything negative about yet. So, like I said, man, I for the first time since we hired Lane Kiffin, I'm excited. I'm like you, Bear. Football season started today for me too. You know, you get them juices flowing now. Now you're starting to learn the roster and starting to pay attention where we're lying. I just heard you right before y'all took my call about who we got at DB. You know, Russ was talking about Nigel Ward might be all we've got, but we got a couple freshmen in there that might, you know, and like you said, Russ, got put an asterisk by the guys that weren't coached by a good, competent staff. You never know.
Jamie, where's your record prediction right now as we sit today?
Oh, wow. You know, Russ, I know this isn't fair because it needs to be today in July, but, man, I'll know so much more after West Virginia game.
Well, yeah, you can change your mind. I mean, where does it stand today?
I changed mine.
Today,
7-5. That's what T-Carp's here. Yeah. He says 7-5, too.
Yeah. Y'all, thanks for letting me in. Y'all hanging there.
Thank you, Jamie.
That's a good call from Jamie.
40% of the audience on Twitter says 7-5. 39% say 6-6. So that's by far the lion's share. 16% going 8-4. Only 5% going 5-7. Tennessee fans feeling themselves a little bit. A little bit. It's good. It's good to feel yourself a little bit. Not too much, just a little bit. All right, stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the show with us this afternoon. More of your phone calls coming up next.
The Drive.
Show of the people, by the people, for the people. This is The Drive.
Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. T-Carp out. Always good to see him. He wants on the bus, man.
I don't know, man.
He is always stopping by. I think he's been in every remote trying to get on the bus. We have another get on the bus remote. We'll be giving away a pair of seats a week from today at El Charro on Sutherland Avenue, one of my favorite spots. Love me some El Charro. Go out and check them out.
We're going to eat on the air next week.
I might have a taco. I mean, I will eat before or after. I won't eat during the show, but yeah.
Oh, I'll pound five assorted enchiladas, rice, and beans.
I might treat myself to a margarita as well afterwards.
If you drink a bunch of margarita, guy? Show, no.
No, not during the show. Afterwards.
No,
afterwards.
I'm not a tequila guy. I'm not much of a drinker.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
Vodka or moonshine?
Let's go back to the phones. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question for those of you just joining us. Jeremy Pruitt holding court at SEC Media Days today, and fans are feeling it a little bit. What's your record prediction right now? And as I told Jamie, look, you can change. Like, we're not holding you to anything here. I'm still going 6-6. The barometer currently rests at 9-3. Jamie threw up a 7-5. T-Carp threw up a 7-5. What say you? 865-546-8200, your number, 546-8200. Wes in Franklin is next. Hello, Wes.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Hey, doing well. It's good to hear you on a decent connection today as well. That's quality right there.
Well, I got a chance to call you before I hit the parking garage where you don't get good reception there. I always forget and call from the parking garage. But anyway, I was listening. Is this where we are at now? We're hating on the Titans because they quote unquote snub balls players. They don't draft any balls players. I honestly did not get that at all. And I mean, we think Mike Keith is making a concerted effort not to mention any balls players' names in the NFL. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. First of all, does Jamie not remember Albert Haynesworth? They drafted Justin Hunter in the second round. I wish they had snubbed more balls. Hell, they had Luke Stocker last year. This year they signed Ethan Wolf.
I think Jamie's point was not that they don't draft or use Tennessee players, because I think the Titans will get, you know, the best player for the job regardless of where he went, but he wanted more recognition. He wanted Mike Keith to point out that Luke Stocker, who made that catch, is a former Tennessee volunteer from right up the road, I-40.
Yeah, I don't think Mike Keith, you know, looking in his show prep on or game prep. I mean, he is a workaholic when it comes to analytics and preparation. I just don't think that pointing out balls is really in his job description anymore. I don't get that. That to me, that's a stupid reason to hate on the team. It's the Tennessee team, and Bear, no, they're not the Nashville Titans. They were called Tennessee Titans because they didn't get Nashville money. They got Tennessee State money. That's why they're called the Tennessee Titans.
I don't really care, Wes. I don't like them.
It's your state team, whether you like it or not.
I root for the Redskins.
Yeah, no wonder you failed so poorly. I was listening to you the other day when y'all had that game where y'all are trying to identify players. It's like I heard Bear's voice, but it was like Titans Bill coming out of his mouth. Really pissed poor job.
Jackass.
See you, fellas.
What are you doing?
Who, me?
Wes. Taking a shot at you and Titans Bill. Like, you and Titans Bill, like, you would think people would have to pick sides. Wes is like, to heck with that. I'm just going to burn down the whole thing.
You're both
coming,
idiots.
Both of you. By the way, what you talk about will return tomorrow. We can't do it when we're on remote because of the delay. So we will play what you talk about, put another person in Champions League tomorrow. We've got Westchester and Fuller, first two winners this year. They will move on to Champions League play next month here on The Drive. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the McKinney team hotline. Jeff is next. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Oh, same old. Hey, the Rickeridge Barbecue question of the day, I'm going to go with 7-5. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling we take West Virginia. in the next two. I'm feeling we beat Florida, and we got to get three between Missouri, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Give me a break.
Would it be disappointing if you beat West Virginia and Florida and you start out 4-0? I know that that's a brutal stretch right after that. But would it be disappointing if you started 4-0 and then went 7-5?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen worse.
I mean, your expectations can change. I mean, that, I think that's kind of what Jamie was hinting at. It's like
we start 4-0, we're picking off one of those five, if not two of them.
I mean, I could see us, you know, maybe
if we beat Florida, we're probably going to beat either Auburn. I think we'll probably beat South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I would
maybe
think
Auburn or Georgia.
I don't. I think South Carolina could be ripe for the picking if you start 4-0 and you're pretty good. I think South Carolina's in play there. And really, every game after that.
The only one that I still just will not entertain is, I mean, I'm going to pick Tennessee to beat them, but the one that's just I won't entertain is Alabama.
If you go 4-0, if you start out 4-0 with wins over West Virginia and Florida,
we're going to be ranked.
9-3 is on the table. I'm not saying I'm not there with you, Bear, but if
you see there's a path to it.
Yeah.
If we stay healthy. There's a lot, there's some ifs. I'm not
well,
going to
have sleep on.
It's still not, so still not likely, but
if you're ahead. If you're where you're at there, I mean, I think everyone's in play but Alabama, but and I think Chris is going to do big things for us. I think Garantano's a joke. I really don't want the credibility of my call to go down the toilet because of that. I just think it's factual. I think the kid's gone downhill ever since he said Tennessee and Times Square. But
if you think it's factual, it's not factual. It's an opinion, but
I'm going to hold off
on
him.
I don't know.
I don't think it's fair to him right now because he hadn't.
Yeah,
absolutely no quarterback coaching at all since high school.
I know, but Butch didn't have anything to do with his DNA on the sideline against Georgia Tech. I mean, guys, give me a break.
Sure he did. Sure, whoa, Jeff, no, buddy. I think it's pretty well-known fact now
I know you're going there, but how many kids have been told you're going to play and didn't play, and every one of them didn't cry like a baby on the sideline?
I don't think he ever cried like a baby, man, but if I got my coach telling me, filling my head with, you know, smoke for however long the kid was here, and then he didn't handle it real well, but I mean, that kid stood tall in the pocket once he started playing with behind that Swiss cheese offensive line we had last year.
Well, he's tough as nails, I'll give him that, shots. But that's gonna get him. I mean, that's as much a bad thing as it is a good thing. I mean, heck, you can't take hits like that. I think our running game in general is gonna improve under Pruitt. Part of that's just because I like the talent that we've got back there. I think that this Mondre kid's gonna do some big things for us. Out the door, I don't know what's going on with David Smolik over there. I know he's butt hurt, and it still, you know, crushes his, you know, ego every night when he goes to sleep because we took him from the national championship aspirations back in, what was it, 06 maybe? When was it that we snake bit him after we got crushed by Auburn and went down there and his buddy David Green and company?
2004.
Was that 04?
Yeah, we lost
to
Auburn.
We beat Florida, then we got crushed by Auburn, and then we beat Georgia.
Yeah.
That's when we played in the championship game with Riggs and Houston at Talbot, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the
year. He needs to, like, get over that. It's been quite a while. I mean, he slimmed down and, you know, trying to do the whole model thing. I'll give him credit for that. But him and Aaron Murray, who never played a second under Pruitt, needs to calm it down a little bit. Great show.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff, a little bit hot.
Keep your name out my mouth, what Jeff said. I think that it's interesting. I think it's pretty interesting.
Got jam phone lines, Russ.
How about that? Who is next? Brandon. Let's keep things rolling with T-Carp. Good afternoon, T-Carp. Good to see you earlier. Thanks for coming out here to Old Ben Franklin Motors.
No problem. Beautiful place out there, and hopefully buy a car over there one day. I want to completely agree with Jeff. Fantastic call. Chris is your starter. Garantano, I know, you know, Bear, I understand and I agree with you, but he ain't ready for prime time. He's not ready for SEC ball. He hasn't shown me anything. He throws a beautiful incompletion. I'll give him that. And he stands tall in the pocket. He can get hit really hard. And he gets back up, so he's tough. But, I mean, a lot of folks are tough. But Chris is your starter, and so is Mondre London. He is your starter as well. Now, Ty Chandler is a good talent, but London is your starter. And if we can get that offensive line rolling, which I honestly think we can now that we've got that transfer coming in, and Trey Smith is supposed to, hopefully be playing, I really think, you know, we're on the train to 7-5. Now, and I understand where you're coming at it at 9 wins. I really do. I just don't think we're there yet. I don't think that Pruitt has the continuity of the team quite yet. Now, if we go 9-3, Bear, I'll buy you a steak dinner. I'll be happy to, but I just don't see it at the moment. So, and on my way out, buddy, I can't wait till Maryville goes down to Catholic and just whips y'all again.
See Get him you, out buddy. Of here. Get him out of here, Brandon.
Oh.
Get him out. Out.
T-Carp, what did the five fingers say to Bear's face?
Not a thing.
Slap.
As they got blocked. We'll see. Talk a good game. Trey's producer came rolling in there in a Maryville shirt the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Maryville football shirt? Is he really going to start beefing with me?
I was over there off Cedar Bluff earlier this week, real early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the shiny gold helmets of the Catholic Fighting Irish on the football field getting after it.
They get after it over there.
Head coach Dave Matthews putting the squad through their paces.
Steve Matthews, man.
Crashing into the KIL. Like ants marching.
I can't wait till you finally meet him. Talking smack about it. You're the only guy I know go around talking smack about some dude you've never met. But
I'm
he's
not
also
talking smack. I'm showing
6'5", 300-pound former NFL quarterback.
All the respect in the world for Charlie Matthews. He's done a great job at Catholic. And I'm sure that after Maryville comes in and puts a big L on them early in the season, that they'll rebound and have a really nice season.
We'll see. They can't bring their referees, their brother-in-laws, uncles, dads mm-hmm. with them. It won't be the Blount County crew calling the game that night.
Mm.
Things seem to happen differently when they don't supply the referees.
I'm sure Chris Matthews' squad will play a little hardball with them. Here in a couple of weeks.
You're such a clown.
865-546-8200. Let's get the Hillbilly Bopper in here next. Hello, Hillbilly.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time calling in. Been enjoying the show today and down here in hot Atlanta. Not a part of the SEC media days, unfortunately, but wish I could have been up there to hear the Rev speak this morning, because we're powered by the T, fellas. I think it's going to be a good year for us, and I know – you guys have been casting the poll out there, and I think we're going to have a good year. I just trying to determine. I don't know what you guys may think about this, but what about the running back situation? I haven't heard much come except for what Pruitt said this morning, and just didn't know what you guys might have on your thoughts about that. And I'll hang up and listen, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Bopper. Want us to talk about the running back situation? Well, I mean, they've got some depth there now. I don't think they've got – by the way, shout out to Lucas Panzeca, Fox Sports Knoxville's own. I'm sitting there watching at home today. I'm watching Jeremy Pruitt on the SEC Network, and he gets up there. He talks for 15 minutes, and who gets the first question? Like, I wasn't ready for it, man. I was like
– why not? We knew he was destined for big things after he got done studying under our tutelage.
I was fired up. There's Lucas Panzeca a week ago. He's doing a soccer podcast with me.
He called
that, like,
in.
20 people listened to.
He just called in last week.
Yeah. He's calling the drive. And a week later, boom, he's on the SEC Network. First guy asking questions.
He looked fantastic.
And he came back and asked another one.
I was proud of him.
And he brought it up. Is he asked Jeremy Pruitt, is it going to be a running back by committee approach? And Pruitt basically said, you know, you want a variety of guys to contribute. I think Chandler's going to get the first crack at it. I think he's a special player. I think he's got great athleticism. I don't know that he's the prototypical running back that Pruitt wants. I think he wants a big sledgehammer guy, 220 pounds or heavier.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really have that on this team. It's interesting. The Banks kid from Cordova weighed in at 211 on the new roster. He's at 211. You know, plenty big for running back, but I think they said
pretty
when
big
we were
for a freshman too.
Yeah, when we were recruiting him, I think they had him listed at 220, maybe up to 230. So he's either lost weight or wasn't that big to begin with. I think you're going to see a couple of different people play.
You're going to see a little bit of, maybe not a little bit, but quite a bit of Madre.
Yeah, I think they'll lean on Chandler the first game since he was spring practice and probably has a head start on learning the offense and the blocking schemes and all that.
Right.
But I think part of the advantage of playing ETSU and UTEP in games 2 and 3 is you get to empty the bench a little bit and see what you got. And I think you will see – Madre London didn't transfer down here to ride the pine. He wants to play.
And I mean, I wouldn't write off Tim Jordan either for that matter.
Yeah, I think he could play a role. I think Banks could play a role. We'll see if Trey Coleman can find a spot in the rotation.
But the Chandler kid has the potential to – be explosive.
Well, and don't rule out Princeton Fant either. I mean, he's the one guy that is over 220 pounds in that rotation. I didn't see a ton of him from in the spring game that would lead me to believe that he can help there, but I also haven't seen anybody just rise above and establish himself as the clear-cut number one guy. So I think you're going to see a couple of different backs get carries.
God, I can't wait for that game. Six weeks from this Saturday?
Sounds about right. Fast approaching. All right, stay with us. The drive continues. We got to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back when we continue. A little check it or wreck it brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. Stay with us. The drive continues after this.
The drive.
Thanks for hanging with us. Now, let's get back to the drive.
Check it or wreck it, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of the drive.
Jeremy Pruitt won the day at SEC Media Days. Brandon Orrick, what say you?
I'll check it. I mean, I think that whole situation with him and the Georgia players, I think that's been the main focus of Media Days so far. So, yeah, I'll say check it.
I'm going to check it as well. He came off, you know, it kind of took the high road because he couched all his answers with Aaron Murray was a great player, David Pollock's a great player, like all that stuff. Every time he was asked about it, he said nice things. He took the high road, but he also defended himself in a firm manner without looking petty. So, to me, it's a big check it. Good day for Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, I'll check it as well. I mean, I wish these guys would put up or shut up. I mean, if you're going to, you know, cast aspersions, it demands reputation and character on a national media setting at SEC Media Days. And then, you know, be a man, David Pollock. Be a man, Aaron Murray. You know, I know it's hard for you guys because you went to Georgia and you're soft and you're cake-eating and you're kind of, you know, wimpy. But, I mean, go ahead and just say what it is. Don't beat around the bush. Tell us what it is that makes you think that Jeremy Pruitt is such a mean guy.
Okay, then. Georgia fans are scared of what Jeremy Pruitt might accomplish at Tennessee. Brandon.
I'll wreck it. I don't think scared is the right word. I think concerned.
Okay. I see that. I'll wreck it as well. I think that if you're a Georgia fan and you're insecure after you're a play away from winning the national championship, I don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe the whole football fan thing isn't for you.
Yeah, I'll check it. I'm going to check it.
Walmart got the better of our Vol rumor mill, Houston Crest, last night.
I'll check it that they got the better of Houston, although he was a lot of Vol Twitter came to his defense. So I'll check it that they got the better of Houston.
I'm wrecking it. They didn't get the better of Houston. He clapped back, and by the end of the night, you had an entire fan base united in their hatred of one of the biggest corporations in America, boycotting them, taking all their business to Target. As far as I'm concerned, I stand proudly with the Vol rumor mill. Houston, you won that battle, man. You won that battle.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Nah, it's a bad look for Houston.
Bad look?
Yeah, he got owned by Walmart, Russ.
He got owned. Come
he
on.
He got how owned did they, by Walmart.
How did they own him?
Cause, man, I mean, how many people, how many different, I mean, SB Nation did an article on Houston. I think Bleacher Report called attention to it. I mean, yeah, he got smacked around last night.
Could have happened. Listen, it could have happened to any of us.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought that, like, Walmart would clap back like that? I mean, it could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been John Reed.
You got to keep that in mind, man. These companies are wised up, and they've got, you know, they've got these young kids, probably a lot like Ben Lee and the rest of the interns that run these accounts now. And they just, you know, you got to be careful when you're atting somebody or even not atting somebody.
He didn't at out, man. He's not.
They weren't taking it. I mean, I can't stand them on a corporate. I never shop there. I like to buy as much locally as I can as I can afford. But they kind of got our guy a little bit. He'll bounce back, though. I've got full faith in him.
I'm with you, Houston. You stand tall. You stand
Houston.
Proud. You have nothing to be ashamed about, sir. Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of the Drive. Home of the Now guarantee. That means as soon as you call OEB, you're going to be speaking to an attorney. They're not going to pawn you off on their intern. They're not going to call you back, take a message. No. You're going to be talking to a lawyer immediately. They're going to go to work for you immediately on the case. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. And this is 24/7, folks, 365 days a year. You call Christmas Eve. You call on a weekend. You call on New Year's Day. They've got lawyers standing by to take your calls whenever. That's what your business means to them, what the clients mean to them at Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Check out wreckintoacheck.com or just call 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111. 1-1 for the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Check the Fox Sports Knox Twitter poll this afternoon. Your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. What will Tennessee's record be this year? 36% of the audience says?
Certainly not.
Why would they say that? Doesn't make any sense.
7-5?
Yes. Yeah, 7-5 fair. That's what
I just like
that's what they say.
Not. Certainly not.
35% say 6-6. 19% say 8-4, and 10% say 5-7. Non-alcoholic VFL says 8-4. People, don't do this to yourselves. We can't take more wounds. Save it for 2019. Well, I mean, 8-4 would be a terrific season, in my opinion. I'm going 6-6. P.D. Dodson says 6-6 with a bit of luck.
I don't think we need luck to get to 6-6.
Tony says 6-6. There's dang near 30 new players on this team. There's like 30 new players on the team every year. What does that have to do with it? And Whiskey Jim says, don't forget about Bears' Georgia tattoo bet.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, Whiskey Jim. Nobody's forgotten about
Whiskey
it.
Jim and the whiskey, yeah.
Day drinking again.
T-Carp says, the KIL has been Maryville's little brother for almost 20 years now. How does that strike you?
Strikes me that it's amazing TSSAA has allowed you all to pull from 7,500 students out there in Blount County, open enrollment, pay a $20 fee, and go play football at Maryville. And you all have the nerve to say Catholic recruits. I don't know. Just my thoughts.
Rush Probst, head coach at Colquitt County High School down there in Georgia, where Tennessee has gotten three players, including J.J. Peterson, who Jeremy Pruitt says today looks good to get in, but not done yet, not over the finish line. They're on the 1-yard line. We'll see if we can punch it in. Rush Probst says about Georgia, quote, they were a little bit more country club and lackadaisical at UGA before. He's talking about before Pruitt got there. I know they had some successful teams, but the weight room wasn't a very tough place. Practice wasn't very tough. Jeremy has a way to make things tough.
Yeah, he does.
Good day for Jeremy Pruitt. I think it was.
Yeah.
It does, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, does it matter? Does it win you any games? Does it make it so that he's going to work out here? No. But you can go down there and make a fool of yourself. I mean, Butch Jones did it last year. I mean, I think that mattered. I think that was bad mojo going into the season for Tennessee. He went down there and got clowned. Everybody was talking about it. And I think that bad vibes to start off the season.
I'm so thankful he's not our coach anymore, Russ.
Jeremy Pruitt's working up a head of steam heading into 2018. We'll see if he can keep it going. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. I can't believe the show's over.
It's come up pretty quick today.
I can't believe last segment coming up. Unbelievable. Time flies when you're hanging out at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.
The Drive. We now return to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Barry, you know the way to my heart.
That just makes me want to drink Jack Daniels. And
that's my favorite Skinner song right there.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Simple Man.
I celebrate their entire catalog minus one song. If I'm in a mood, I'll listen to that one, too.
What's that?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Should have known.
Roll Down Tide.
I mean, I hate Alabama, but, man, that's a good song.
It is a
good song.
Those guys
were incredible. You ever watched any of their or read the book? Or
I've seen Skinner live like five or six times.
Which version? What was the earliest you went?
I don't. They were one of my first concerts. And I'm not. I know that sounds really redneck, but it's weird. Like there were just a lot of time, and I haven't seen them live in like 10 years. But there were a lot of times when I would just like friends had tickets or something, and I'd just.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I'll go. I'll go along with you. I only went to see him live once, like on purpose, I think.
Skinner's a lot like pizza.
It's just good no matter who's in it, no matter what you put on it.
I mean, I don't know about now because there's been several more passings, I think, from the original lineup. But, I mean, they're very underrated. I just love them.
Speaking of underrated, some of these deals, the deal sheet today. I like that 2014 Dodge Charger, man. $11,421.
Where is it? What were you talking about earlier? You're talking about an 86 Toyota pickup?
A gray 86 Toyota pickup.
Where is that out there?
Oh, it's out there.
I may go buy it after we get off here. Just buy it.
$1,421. You probably got that in your pocket. You probably scrounged that up in your seat. Those Toyota pickups, you put 500,000-700,000 miles on them easy. But you got to change the oil, Bear. And you got to take care of it, but those things will last forever.
That'd be a good station truck, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'd haul the gear around in it.
Come out, check them out here. They've got something for you, something for everyone on the lot here at Old Ben Franklin Motors, where, as always, ladies and gentlemen, what is it, Bear? What is it? No money down, sign and drive. No money down, sign and drive today. Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike. Check them out online at oldbenfranklinmotors.com. Roger, be our final caller this afternoon on the McKinney Team Hotline. Good afternoon, Roger. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thank you, Raj.
Cool. I just wanted to ask you this. I tell you, this guy, he impressed me every time I hear him talk to the media. This guy's smart, Russ, from Bear. He's a smart guy. He impressed me every time I hear him talk. What kind of grade, after we heard today from Bert today, what kind of grade would you give for his first time being there today?
I gave him an A+. He handled anything that was, you know, he's walking into a potential hornet's nest with all the stuff that the Georgia guys were saying about him. He handled it well. He handled it gracefully. He came off looking like the guy, the strong one, the guy who's taking the high road. And I think those Georgia guys look petty. They look like a bunch of gossips. And I think Jeremy Pruitt walked out of there a winner today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. And speaking of the drama today, some Bear, you think people took what from Georgia about Pruitt? You think people took it over? You think they took it over?
I mean, I know everybody wants to put their name out there and get some publicity and things like that, but they
took it way too far.
Maybe we're looking at it through orange colored glasses, but
put your name on it. Talk about, don't just come out here with these vague accusations and
be specific.
I mean, yeah, just be specific. Be a grump. Look the man in his eye. You know what that tells me? You guys are scared of Pruitt.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the phone call. Great time down here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Again, want to thank Jets Pizza for providing us with some pizza here this afternoon. Some good stuff. I had a slice or two of the pepperoni deep dish back there. You can check them out online at jetspizza.com or just head by Jets Pizza in Farragut, right next to the Shrimp Dock, Kingston Pike. They'll take great care of you. Be sure to tell them the Drive sent you. Big thanks to Brandon Orrick for all his hard work today in the Fan Run Studios. We'll be back there tomorrow. We'll be back with another edition of What You Talking About and your chance to qualify for Champions League on that. We now invite you to stay tuned for Overtime. Coming up next from 6 until 8, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.